together. Go ahead and call today's meeting to order. First on the agenda item is the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call. I know Mr. Steinbrech is excused this evening. He had prior engagements, so myself and Ms. Heidi will be quorum tonight. County staff introductions.
Sue Baker with Commissioner of the Grounds Office.
Rob Kaminsky with current planning.
Vaughn, you don't get an introduction?
Oh, I'm Don Vaughn. Not usually.
Okay, number two, public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak. Sorry, I lost my space. On individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board council about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments section by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, which is off to you all's left. If applicable, clearly state your name and address. Please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board council wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board council by majority vote. Approval of April 26th, 2016 minutes.
I make a motion to approve it.
Second. Approval of agendas for today.
I make a motion to approve it.
Approved. Informational items. Update for Commissioner Brown's office. County liaison will provide updates to include recent citizen concerns, updates on Mount Charleston efforts impacting the Lower Cal community, the other issues impacting residents in the Lower Kyle Canyon area. Ms. Sue.
So we've, good evening. We've changed the format of our agenda so that we have standardized things. And so I have to put that in there, not knowing if there is any updates for you, but we're just going to keep that as a standard thing. So really, I don't have any updates. I know the biggest thing really we're going to follow is we're working on plans for the winter access to the mountain, which I know you guys care about, but I think more than that, it's if and when we do anything with the toll or the parking down at the Lower Kyle, that you'll be included. So there's discussions, there's preliminary discussions, there's been no formal meetings, but you guys will be represented at those meetings. So I don't really have any other updates at this time.
What do you mean?
They've scheduled the marathon for April.
And that they know now that we know that there was some monies given to Mount Charleston and that we would like to be the benefit of some of that money. And they will keep us in the loop. So that was a, I think, great effort on Heidi's part to get them to be very well aware of what community they go through before they get to the mountain. So he's already sent me the emails for what's going on, and so I'm sure. Because we did ask, and they said, you know, not now, it's already been allocated, but money definitely can look at what's going to happen with that money for the next cycle. So trust me, I'll stay on top of it.
And I don't know if y'all, I found it wasn't very super disruptive.
We sat outside on our driveways, and people were very, very friendly and took pictures. And
I think as long as we can promote it a little earlier, I think that was the biggest concern, is we didn't really know it was coming until
the
last minute.
Right. And the guy that ran it, what was his name again? Josh or Jordan or
Jacob? Can't remember. He was super nice.
Yeah, he stopped and talked to us, and I think it went really well. I did get some buttle from some people that said that it scared their horses, but it didn't scare any of mine, and I had people...
If lane crossings on that center median don't scare your horse.
Yeah, the rumble strip scares them more than anything. So I thought they did a really good job, I have to say.
I did too.
I will just add, we had the Lundy School Fall Festival last week, and we did, I happened to meet the, I don't know if he's the lieutenant or sergeant, Matt, I can't remember his last name.
Malone.
The new guy, yeah.
The new guy. I did invite him to this meeting.
Marlo.
I was going to try to get him in touch with you, Sue,
because
I don't think that really, because there was Sergeant Szymanski, and then there was someone else, and he's since moved on to, somewhere else in the department. So Matt's new. He does want to talk to us about possibly setting up some sort of lower Kyle call list or, you know, just town grouping, especially in relation to Metro. So I know he said he was going to try to make it today, but if not, if y'all happen to see him or run into him, just pass along Sue's information.
We'll invite him to the January meeting, maybe.
Yeah.
He's very nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Number six, planning and zoning. USC 0695-16-Dunn and Bay Limited use permits for the following. Number one, employee housing, existing manufactured home. Number two, allowing existing accessory structures not compatible with the future principal building. And number three, waive applicable design standards for existing structures in conjunction with a proposed single-family residence. Waivers of development standards for the following. One, permit employee housing when not in conjunction with commercial agricultural use, having a minimum of 40 acres, or when not in conjunction with commercial boarding stable. Number two, reduce front yard setback for existing manufactured home, employee housing, and access structures. Number three, reduce interior side yard setbacks for existing accessory structures. And number four, reduce the required separation between existing accessory structures on 3.9 acres in rural open land zoning, general located on the north side of Horse and the west side of Candy Street within Lower Kyle Canyon for possible action. I believe we have
Curtis Alexander and Troy Phelps, my builder
and building to speak, as well as county and code to speak as well. Sue, how did we?
So Rob's here if you have any questions after the presentation. So first have the applicant present, and then if you guys have any questions with regard to the whys of the variances or requests, Rob can answer any of those questions for you.
Okay, and then we will open it up to public comment after we talk to that. So if I can have one of y'all step up to the
I'm going
to
hand you the packets I prepared. A little bit of overkill maybe, but...
A little practice for the county.
Okay, Curtis Alexander, 1825 Candy. You know, when I first read this application, it really sounds scary. I mean, it's like commercial, 40, this and that. What it really boils down to is a couple years ago, my main structure burned down. And in the same year, they changed all the rules. So in my mind, I'm putting back, and if you look at the, I think I have it indexed with my extremely sophisticated second tab. If you look at the footprint, I want to put back what I had. I want to continue to have a 24-hour caretaker that I always had. So all of that sounds really scary about setbacks and separations and 40 acres versus 3.9. But the bottom line is, I just want to build back what burned down a couple years ago and you know, continue to be part of the Lower Kyle Canyon community. And as I was joking earlier, I'm kind of like an Indian. I have a place up on the hill. When it snows, I come down here. When it gets hot, I go up there. You know, they were not exactly so different than the rest of us. Anyway, I've got all kinds of support material. I've got our letter here that's addressed to... county commissioners, and it's talking about all the stuff. One of the things I want to point out is the greenhouse that's here that the county was concerned about is an 8x10 greenhouse that's just sitting on the dirt I bought from Costco, so it's not even a permanent structure. But yeah, existing pump house and all this other stuff, we address it very formally in this. I have three neighbors that are within the proximity of concern. I have two letters of support, and obviously the third neighbor had to not give his opinion because he's on the panel up here. I also have colored photos of the facility. The only thing I wish we didn't have a picture of the trash cans for the picture. But anyway, so I've got all kinds of 8x10 color glossy photos. And then again, I probably have overkill on the plan. I have renderings of what the facility will look like. very rural, very fitting. And at that point, I just want to repeat again, basically, aside from all the regulations, we're just going to kind of put back what we had. So at that point, I'll open up the questions. Yes?
Well, Barb, questions.
So you just answer.
We can't talk?
Not yet.
Not yet. We're gonna have our questions, and then you'll have a chance to question. Thank you. Okay.
Is it a metal? Are you putting up another metal structure?
No. I laughed because I thought they couldn't burn down.
So did I. I remember that.
Yeah. No, this is going to be a, Troy, you better answer how it's going to be.
It's 2x frame. We are, the exterior siding is going to be metal siding. So it is going to match the hay barn look. The original building had that same look. Yep. That's what we're just going back after.
Swamp coolers, or y'all, I can't remember, they're still yep. in place, right?
So, yes.
And yep. that's part of the waiver standards?
No, the swamp cooler's not part of it.
It's not? Okay. I have no other questions.
I really don't have any other questions either. The only question I had was, I think Sue had answered it on your site plan where it had just said the caretaker oversaw 7 horses in a residential boarding stable, but I think that probably was an error because it's not a residential boarding stable.
No, it's just my 7 horses and my personal person that watches them, and this is a lot of stuff that the county needed.
Sure. And, you know, you put up some trees, and they look really nice when you bought that property. It's a beautiful piece of property.
Oh, thank you.
And your trees died. So I have no other questions.
Okay. At this point, we'll open it up to the public. Barb, you're going to have to step up to the podium and say your name and address. And this is just for this item, Ms. Barbara.
My name is Barbara Lake. I live at 14780 Grand Teton. I don't know what you're talking about. Could you tell me where this greenhouse is? He didn't mention an address. What's the address?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. He mentioned an address.
Well, could you give it to me?
Yeah, 8425 Candy.
8425 Candy. Where is that? I never heard of it.
It's off of 157 and Candy.
It's the big green barn, Ms. Barbara.
Yeah, you know where
right
the tree. You know where that house with the white water tank is when you drive up?
On the right-hand side of the road when you're coming up the hill.
When you're going up to your house.
On the right-hand side.
Yep.
Before, how many miles up is it?
Where the old tow,
miles.
Where the old tow trucks used to be.
I'm 6 miles to Scotty Road. I'm off
so he's probably 4
miles.
He's
4.5.
4.2. 16
miles?
16-mile marker.
Oh, 16 miles. So it'd be maybe 3 miles up there.
4.5.
4.5 to Candy Road.
Yes.
You can't really see it from the, all you can see from Kyle Canyon is a bunch of really pretty
trees.
Pine trees.
Can't really see anything.
And what they're doing is the structure that they had burnt down, so they're building a new structure.
And actually a better structure than that
yes.
was in place.
Uh-huh. Right.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
I just got one question.
Yes, sir. If you can step, yes, sir.
I don't have an address.
Have an address?
No, I just got land. They won't give you an address unless you build something.
Oh, really?
Well, you can state your name and your current address.
Okay. My name is Basil Dean Vaught, and I live at 4016 Galisteo, Las Vegas. I just want to know how this is going to affect anything in around the community. Is this going to change any zoning or anything?
No, sir. This is strictly a use permit for the property owner that currently Title 30, which is what gauges everything here in the valley,
right.
for rural undeveloped, has certain standards in that Title 30. So
right.
this homeowner is asking for permission to avoid some of those existing rules that are in Title 30.
Just to build it back like he had it.
Yes, sir.
I understand. I just wanted to see if this was affecting anything.
No, sir. This is no broad... items that would have to go before county, and that's to actually amend Title 30.
Is this going before the commissioners in the 15th?
Yes, it's code enforcement has to go before
that's,
the county.
That's why I was asking.
Yes, sir. But first it comes to our town board, and then we give our opinion, and then they utilize that when they can ultimately, county can actually rule against, even if we find favor or disfavor, they can go against that.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Kirks.
Thank you.
Make a motion to, I don't know, is it really a motion or?
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, it's a motion to approve or disapprove.
I second it.
Support for the record. Okay, general business, discussion regarding next fiscal year's budget requests.
I can let you know that Lone Mountain Citizen Advisory Council put in three requests that were all related to this facility and running the meeting. The first thing they asked for was a new clock, and so you see we got that. The second was, in the summer, during the day, these blinds have been broken for a while, and the glare was impacting presentations. But they're going to put a new deep film over it and take down the blinds, because when they rent the facility, these just get ruined all the time. So that should be happening. And then the third thing that they asked for was, if you've ever gone to the Planning Commission or Board of County Commission, where applicants can set their material on a table and the camera zooms in on it so the whole audience can see what's being presented, they've asked us to look into what that might be, which is one of the reasons why I've changed the configuration of the room, just to see how this even works, because the screen is right here. So it wouldn't really work with the board set up this way, because you wouldn't be able to view it. So we're going to try and see, although I've got to get the pricing on that, but I'm hoping we'll be able to purchase that, because I think it will be very nice. So just as tonight, the applicant could have laid a couple of pictures down and the whole audience could have seen it, whereas if anybody wants to afterwards, I'm sure he'd be willing to show them his packet of what he's going to rebuild. But it still would be nice. So those were the three asks. Two of them will be are already in the works, and the third one I'm just going to be investigating the pricing for that to see if it's feasible or not. But you guys can ask for anything else as well.
I'm sorry. Did you say that would be in conjunction with Lone Mountain as well?
Yeah, they've already asked for it, so I'm already pursuing it. Okay. So you really don't, it doesn't help, it doesn't make it more feasible if you want it to, because I'm just going to try to get it for them. So. But if you have any other inquiries or requests, let us know and we'll pursue them.
I don't have any requests that have to do really fiscally, but there is always a problem if we have a meeting at 6 and we have things that we want to talk about, and at 6:30 we're totally disrupted by the Lone Mountain group. Right. And I know that they have a bigger agenda than we are, and they have way more people than we do, but either kick us for 15 minutes or kick them out 15 minutes, because it isn't fair to the people in Lower Kyle that want to come in, and we don't shut the door, and people come in and they're talking, and they don't even, most of them don't even realize that there's an actual meeting going on.
Right. And you know, so we're definitely open to whatever you would like. You want to keep the same night and start earlier, or would you like to move it to a different night? Either one of them is an option for you guys.
I mean, we can talk through it more. I mean, I don't find it really lately, since there hasn't been much action, but to your point, when it was last time, and it was the time before.
Oh, well, it's been the last couple times, actually. Okay. So,
I mean, I don't mind bumping it up a little bit either. But
so, you know, and we also have on the agenda after this is the announcement of the new two-year cycle, and at the beginning of, in the first of the year, in the bylaws, you can set your meeting date and time. So that's the perfect opportunity at the next meeting to adjust it. And you can even ask for it ahead of that so that we're already adjusted for that meeting. But typically that first meeting, unless you have a zoning item, is really just to approve the bylaws and appoint a chair and a vice chair. And that probably won't take a half hour.
No, and it probably won't.
And that will be the perfect time then to have the formal discussion with regard to what you'd like to do.
Okay.
Nominate CDBG member and alternate.
You guys got that letter. You know that the Lower Kyle Canyon and Lone Mountain communities aren't eligible for CDBG appointments, but it's always nice to observe what's going on. But I think in the past you guys have taken a pass on that, and I don't know that's really not a problem. You do have a representative from Lone Mountain observing, but there aren't even any applications or monies being granted out in the Northwest, so it's if you had a lot of volunteers, it would be fine. Otherwise, I'd say don't worry about it.
Okay.
Okay.
What is a CDBG?
I can go over that with you, Barb, after the meeting. I'd be more than happy to.
And that's November 15, 2016 deadline to have applications submitted for the upcoming years or two-year term of Lower Kyle Canyon CAC. So we're announcing that applications submitted for the upcoming year to serve a two-year term in Lower Kyle County.
And, you know, Michael's not applying again, so I'm going to need your guys' help.
To find a third? Okay. Will the kind of call out be posted in the notification board?
We can. Would you like us to post it there?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Well.
Let's do that. Don, we have the formal announcement of vacancies. Let's put that up on the posting board, okay? At Lower Kyle?
This one?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. This is a section of public comment, period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board. Jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board council wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chair or the council by majority vote.
Are you talking to me?
Yes, ma'am.
You can't just tell me what it is. My name is Barbara Lake. I live at 14780 Grand Teton. I simply want to know what that stands for. They should write it out here, CDBG.
And you're right. It's the Community Development Block Grant.
Community.
And it's federal funding that gets passed through the state and gets passed on through to the county. And it's for low-income housing projects as well as providing services to the underserved. And it's a grant application process. No, it's a county-wide program, and what I was sharing with you is that the income levels in Lower Kyle Canyon and in the majority of the northwest portion of Lone Mountain don't allow them to even be eligible for the projects. So every town board and advisory council is allowed to nominate a person to sit on this review panel, but there won't be any applications from your area.
What was the Citizen Advisory Committee? What was it? What is that for again?
Community Development Block Grant. Yeah, and that's a very valid point. We should spell them out.
Yeah.
I apologize for that.
Right.
I sure do.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Barbara. Seeing no more comments from the floor, I'm going to go ahead and close the public comment. Next on the agenda is to set the next meeting date, January 31st. January 10th?
January 10th?
I got 31 on mine.
I redid yours, Heidi. I'm sorry. I thought I threw that one away. It's the 31st. 31st.
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry for my children. Motion to adjourn.
I second it.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Well, I'll throw you a zinger.